Welcome to the Wally Show Aftercast. Those things we didn't get into during the course of the show today. Have you ever come across someone on Instagram or TikTok that you just became obsessed with and followed?
I know you have.
Who? Fly with Kay. Come fly with Kay. She needs that as a jingle.
Oh, she doesn't?
She does. No.
I always thought that was actually her thing.
No. I should write that and send it to her.
No.
Come fly with Kay.
That'd be creepy.
Sail upon the wings.
It's already creepy enough as it is.
Okay. Well,
so
anyway.
Are you talking about Fly with Kay or
no.
Did you find someone new?
No, my friend did, actually. I'm curious, though, if you guys found that person that you actually make a point to seek them out every day and see what they got going on.
Mm-hmm.
The fashion influencer that made me
they give you a handkerchief
on my pants. I tried to watch everything he does.
That's
he
so
posted
funny.
This boring Fruit of the Loom video yesterday, though.
But he wasn't Fruit of the Loom, so no.
It was it was a tracksuit.
I must have watched that for hours.
No.
Interesting.
No, I had a friend of mine, Molly. She got into George the Monkey, I guess. He was this little monkey, and he just lived life on the internet, and they videotaped him and stuff. And she loved George. She bought a mug with George's face on it and
really?
Stuff.
Oh, no
yeah.
Way.
It was all
this
in.
This is on Instagram or TikTok?
I think it was Instagram. And then, well, he's dead now.
No!
Yes, he is.
Oh, R.I.P.
Yeah, George the Monkey.
Is Molly okay?
No, she was not. That's what was funny. Like, she was genuinely sad when George the Monkey passed away.
Well, bless.
Yeah, and so then she had to find another monkey that she liked, but hasn't found any monkeys that are as good. So maybe she'll find this monkey. Sheriff's office was notified of a 911 call, and they were trying to track it down because the caller called 911 and then hung up. And so they do all the math triangulation and stuff like that. And
it's
they tracked it down to a monkey in a zoo. Apparently,
he got a hold of a phone.
Got a hold of a phone that someone left on the golf cart while they were cleaning the cages or whatever. Monkey gets the thing, calls 911, and then hangs up. And so it was another cute little monkey. So
cute.
Yeah. So they had their primate suspect.
He's so silly.
Yeah.
Curious George.
We were looking for something like where Greg, her husband, was looking for like a monkey thing to take her to, like where you could have like a monkey experience and go hug a monkey and stuff. Like we've done that with
a
sloth.
And hug a monkey.
Like Haley got to hug a sloth one time and she loved it. Like almost lost
Those
her mind.
Those things are creepy.
Yeah,
I agree.
Yeah, but like so, and he's like, man, there's just not a lot of them. And the one he found though was Doc Antel. He was the long-haired guy from Tiger King. Do you remember him? The
no.
creepy other guy from Tiger King.
Are they going?
No, they're like, we can't support that. That guy's insane. And so, yeah, so she was sad about that too.
Aw,
so, yeah.
Maybe you could dress up as a monkey. You already act like one.
Maybe
she could hug you.
Maybe so, yeah.
It's a win-win.
Yeah. Speaking of win-win, this is a win for women. Equality in cars when it comes to accidents. I did not know this. Women are more likely to be hurt or killed in a car accident than men. Yeah. Go figure.
Wonder why.
Is it tougher?
I thought the same thing. No, not the
Coming
case.
Coming from you, that's really funny.
if someone tackled me and tackled you, which one of us is walking away just a little less hurt?
Probably you, but who's going to complain more? You.
Well, not unless you don't get off the ground.
So
I'll be dead.
The newer cars, they say, are safer for women, although men represent 70% of the crashes, women are hurt more in them, you know? And so I'm dug into this thing going, well, why is that? And they say that the new cars have dual airbags, which significantly reduce the risk for women in crashes. Apparently, men drive more if you're in a couple situation, and if your car doesn't have an airbag, then the woman on the passenger side could be hurt more. Then also there's advancements in seat belts that are helping women as well. But the one of the big things was in all of these decisions of how they're going to make cars safer, they were using a crash test dummy for a woman that was 4'11", you know, and so that was what they were using.
That's not the average height of an American woman.
That was the thing.
But that's where they draw their statistics from?
Correct. Mm. And so they've updated or they're updating that to have a more representative modern American woman in there. So
yeah,
she's,
I would say the average is like 5 feet, 5 inches probably.
Probably, yeah, something like that. Because, I mean, the trajectory of where your body's going different sizes matters.
Yeah, where you know? Your head is.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, and 4'11" is not it.
No, and so that's I guess they're starting all the way back at square one with the crash test dummies and working their way forward.
Who knew?
Yeah.
It's so silly.
And that's one of those things you never ever think about. But there you go. So equality for women today. That's a good thing.
Huzzah. Yeah. You feel better?
Sure.
Okay.
What you got, Rock?
The Jonas Brothers.
Woo.
What?
Sorry.
Really?
You love the Jonas Brothers.
No, I hate the Jonas Brothers. Hate them all. I'm slipping
into the lava. You literally explained your love of Miley Cyrus's Hoedown Throwdown earlier today. What's
thing.
So much worse about
you
these guys?
You probably have a Kid Rock t-shirt somewhere.
No, I don't. But I was...
Camp my Rock? Name Camp is Rock. Kid!
Oh, yeah, that's totally
Rock.
Different. Yeah,
Camp Kid Rock. Rock.
And Kid Rock.
Kid Rock. Kicks the snot out of Jonas Brothers.
Probably does.
He
does.
He could kick all
Why
of them.
Why do you not like them now?
I've never been a fan. Like, I always thought they were whiny back in the... I mean, listen.
No!
Listen.
I'm slipping
into the lava. That's just Nick. His voice inherently is quite whiny. Yeah. And I don't love Nick compared to Joe.
Well, I would put money on... There is an aftercast somewhere where we played Jonas Brothers, and you were like, oh, boy!
There's one song that I think they released more recently, I'm a Sucker for You, but it still sounds like that, and I think I liked that song. But yeah, there's a new TV show out with one of the fourth Jonas brother who no one cares about.
Claim to Fame.
Yes.
Have and you watched it?
No, but our friends really like it. And I remember seeing the trailer for it. And I remember there being like one guy who was like, I know who that guy is. And then it was the fourth Jonas brother. I'm like, how do you... Actually, good for him for being probably the least talented Jonas brother, but just still riding the line of being the Jonas brother and getting money based off just that.
You know, like when he's the one off the side of the stage with a maraca, you're like, okay, we know we're not working with the A-team here.
Keep going back. Good job.
I'm a sucker for you.
It sounds no different than when he was 13.
I'm a sucker for you.
I'm just not a fan.
I like that song they recorded for that show. What was it called? The Songland.
Oh,
they did the Green Light song.
Yeah.
That one was good.
And the funny thing is a lot of artists, when they go on Songland, that show where artists would redo a song that they picked from a writer that was on like NBC, I usually liked everybody that was on there. They were one that I was like, they're just vapid.
Aww.
Yeah, I didn't care for them. Like some of the people, you sit there and you watch their mental process of how they're writing and arranging and like they're taking something and making it. I'm like, wow, that's amazing. And I just didn't get that vibe from them. I will say this, the Jonas Brothers documentary, I thought was interesting.
I haven't seen that.
Yeah, I did think that was interesting because I do like...
Where is it?
Boy, I don't know. I saw it a while ago.
It's been a while.
Yeah. Like, I do like... Yes, yeah. I wouldn't let my friends let me know I was watching that. So I do like... documentaries, even if it's of like musicians that I'm not fans of.
Yeah.
I do like the behind the scenes stuff.
Too.
I've always enjoyed that. But.
Well, Joe Jonas, an article came out that he's 33, by the way, but he is now starting to get filler. So that's talking about like when you go to get Botox or whatever for your face.
Oh.
I don't know what the difference is between Botox and filler.
I think I
if
do.
If there is a difference.
No, I think I do, actually, because I know people that have gotten plastic surgery, not myself. The Botox is what tightens your skin and takes away the links. The filler is actually like collagen injections that put fullness into your face.
So he just wants a bigger face. What's wrong with his face?
Yeah,
I don't
beautiful.
Know. And also at 33, that's young.
That's early.
But I'm sure there are plenty of girls, celebrity women who have gotten it way earlier than that.
Mm-hmm. But again, guys age gracefully and we get a pass. It's like, look, we have enough stuff we have to deal with that's bad in life. Like, just take that one. Like, take the pass. Like, hey, you can age gracefully. You can have wrinkles.
Or just eat more if you want, like, a bigger face.
Yeah.
Eat more.
Yeah, that's what you fill your face out.
Typically, I would think if he was getting filler, it would probably be in his lips.
Mm.
Maybe.
Just weird, man.
I'm not sure. That's what... would make
right
sense.
Right now, Jonas is listening to this, and he's like, I thought my lips were fine. I got them in my cheeks. Oh, my gosh. What is wrong with me?
Well, he did say in this article, he said, I don't think it's necessarily something that we have to be shy away from. Yeah. We can be open and honest about it and be confident and not really shy away from speaking our truth.
Oh, stop that, it.
Now I want to slap him even more.
You sound like an entitled millionaire.
To speak my truth. Yeah, it's one of those things that's weird. Like plastic surgery for guys is such an odd thing. And when you see people that have had it, you're like, oh my goodness, like poor Val Kilmer. Oh, Lord have mercy.
Oh.
And Meg Ryan. Yeah,
Courtney Cox.
Yeah, some of them are just so bad.
Yeah.
But like that being said, like say I was in going under surgery and getting, I don't know, something. And they're like, hey, while we're here, would you like us to suck some fat out of your stomach and get that back to normal? Like, what's that going to cost me since you're there anyway? Oh, it's $1,000. Fine, do it. Like I probably would be like, yeah, just do it. Because that's going to help me get there faster than some sit-ups. And so I probably
Which
would.
Reminds me. Yeah. How is that glide machine thing?
Oh, the stealth abs?
Yeah. How's that going?
It's going well.
Is it going well?
Nah, that hurts.
No, I'm just asking.
Yeah,
is it?
It is going well. I'm still using it. Yeah.
You are?
Yeah, I'm still using it.
And you should bring it in sometime. I'd love to try it.
Okay. And I've increased like the way I'm doing it, because you start with a plank on your knees and I'm like, I didn't feel like it was working out, so I'm doing a full plank and I definitely feel it, but I don't know if this is TMI or not, but like,
I don't
know. No, it's not bad, but like I'm having trouble with I have this weird, I forget what they even call it, but it's similar to a hernia where like it's vertical down the middle of my stomach and it hurts. And so like, I'm going to have to get it addressed. So doing these planks and doing the core stuff, I can't do it very long because it literally hurts. And if I flex my stomach, you see a ridge down the middle.
Ah.
Yeah, it's if someone were to punch me in the stomach, they could kill me. Like things in my intestines would rupture and I would drop to the ground. Like it's that bad. But I haven't fixed it yet because they keep telling me, well, we can't fix it until it like ruptures. I'm like, well, that seems counterproductive.
Yeah. Most of your issues that you deal with that really like halt you, like the stones, this, a lot of these things seem to be telling you, we can't actually do anything about this. Just live.
Until you die.
That's it. I'm so frustrated
by
it.
What's wrong with that?
I know. I'm so frustrated by it because I'm not ready to go yet. I'm ready to still be out and do stuff. And then now I'm starting to find parts of my body that are breaking down. Like my hip bothering me. My calf not like being... Like, it's like, dadgummit. It's really... It frustrates me. On a fully serious level, it frustrates
me. Would you do anything different? Now that you're 54, would you have done anything different in your 20s or 30s to change that?
I'd like to say I would. Oh yeah, I would have worked out more and stuff like that. But I know me. even if someone like got in a time machine and went, "Hey, at 54, you're gonna be hurting," and they hit me at like 25, and I would have been like, "Ah, I'm sure they'll figure out something between now and then scientifically to fix me," and I would have just kept going.
I think when it comes to like, especially guys, let's say at my age in our 20s, maybe going into the early 30s, I'd say like 1 out of 10 moments in your life that you say, I'm going to do this, the actual physical journey thing, do you actually end up like doing it? Because most of the time, like unhealthy food's a lot easier, like planning healthy food's a lot harder, staying away from certain things is harder.
And it doesn't taste as good.
It doesn't taste as good. I'm drinking this dumb black coffee all day today.
Ugh.
And you guys had delicious coffees. Also, by the way, you had a medium coffee today. Yeah. I'd say you aren't quite the same level of...
And no cold foam on it either. Yeah.
That was a fail.
Yeah. So
sugar on your bacon.
Yeah. So definitely that affects me. Yeah. It was more manageable for you guys.
One more thing that I would like to add to what Gavin was saying. I go back to what you were saying, Wally, maybe a couple months back. Mm-hmm. You could do all of these things and... be healthy, eat healthy, exercise, all that stuff. Next day, you could get hit by a bus.
Right, exactly. Yeah,
and then you're going to feel cheated out of a life that you could have enjoyed all this fantastic food and
statistically,
time spent doing actually what you like.
But like the stats of people who got hit by a bus...
People that got hit by a bus.
I know. If you saw a fit guy get hit by a bus, I mean, he might take the pain a little bit better. Well, no, he's not going to.
He's dead.
He's dead. But
it'd be hard not to laugh. You're like,
Oh my gosh. I remember there was this movie that had, what's her name from Les Mis and Princess Diaries. Yeah. So she's, and I think it's called One Day or something like that. Anyways, a friend of mine and I, we went to go see it at the theater and had no idea, spoiler alert, that she gets killed. So she's just on her bike and then all of a sudden she just gets hit
yes!
by a bus. And we were laughing so hard because we just weren't expecting it. I don't know.
You seem like the most inconsiderate
people.
Yeah,
we're like,
I wish I had them sent to me. They're on my wife's phone. I would have posted them. There's pictures of my daughter laying down in her bed. She took selfies and it's just of her face just sobbing, like just tears sobbing, and they were because she was watching My Big Fat Fabulous Life, and the lady on there, Whitney, her mom Babs, like my wife and my daughter love Babs, and I guess Babs had a stroke and they thought she had died, and Haley's watching this, like texting in all caps, no, not Babs, crying. And then but the day before, because my wife had told her, hey, watch Whitney, the day before, my wife, I was sitting next to my wife and we're watching the show, my wife is crying at Babs because my wife is going back to her mom dying and her dad dying.
Why are they so emotionally attached to someone who's on a show called My Big Fat Fabulous Life?
They like the show and they just adore Babs because, like, Babs is like this fun, like, just mom that you would just like kind of thing. And
might
so
have to watch an episode or two.
You'll hate it. Yeah, I'm telling
it
you. I can't put up with it.
I mean, what's it about? Her just being like doing life as a
big
woman.
Yeah. And she has like Big Girl Dance Club she started. And then she started this like workout thing. And it's just her life. And
is it drama?
Yeah. And it's contrived. It's I don't think it's a good reality show because it's a lot of things they keep. I think they look for drama to create stuff out of for them, or they themselves look for it because they know it's the lifeblood of the show.
Right.
And so, yeah, it's just, I'm not a fan. I'm out, you know.
What
but
are you ooing about?
I was watching Anne Hathaway get hit by a bus.
Oh.
It's like, it looks like such a peaceful scene. And yeah.
Let me see.
Oh, my gosh.
Let me see.
It's just so quick. She
Betty's
just goes
laugh
through an
again.
Alley. Three. Yeah. Two, one, bang!
Yes!
And then the bike is under the bus.
Betty's still
her
laughing.
Her legs are facing the wrong way.
Oh, it's terrible.
Oh, man, her eyes are just, whew, gone.
I forget what happened, though, Rock. Like, okay, so she's
yeah, what's this movie? It says
gone.
Rom-com.
Is Did she come back as a ghost?
No, I don't remember.
Is that the end or the beginning of the movie?
I don't remember. Hmm. I just know that she fell in love with this guy, and then he's waiting for her, but she got hit by a bus.
Like, oh, serves you right, sister. Now you know what it's like to wait. Oh, that is messed
man.
That is, and I didn't even say it.
Yeah, no, I'm saying you're messed up.
No, you're messed up. You're the one that said it.
Yikes. You got some birthdays?
I do not.
Oh, wow, that was fast.
Yeah. Would you like to answer a question?
Sure.
You good?
Yeah. Let's look at the time.
Okay.
Melissa has a serious question.
Uh-oh.
You're given the opportunity to relive the best day of your life.
Oh.
But in order to do that, you would have to relive the worst day of your life first.
Oh.
Would you do it?
Ooh.
Now, first off, what is your best day of your life?
My wedding.
Don't say it because you feel like you have to say it.
Thank you for saying that.
Yeah.
Because, yes, that's like, I'd say that is the best day of my life. Mm. If I had to go back and explain a day that probably had the greatest rush of excitement, it was the one time I scored a goal in a soccer game later on in like my 16, 17 year old self. But I played defense. Mm. And so, you know, I hadn't scored a goal in like 10 years of playing soccer. And then I run up, end of game, score the goal, game-winning goal.
Nice.
For a guy who's always loved sports, that was a pretty stellar moment. Yeah.
Yeah.
But I'll say wedding, maybe. Yeah.
That's so hard for me. Like, I think...
You've got a lot more days.
Yeah. I mean, the birth of my daughter was just an amazing day. Like, I couldn't fathom how all of a sudden this thing is here that you've talked about and waited for, and you cannot explain how all of a sudden you have more capacity to love than you ever thought. You know, you're like, wow. So that was my best day. Boy, I'm trying to think of my worst day. Like, I've had bad days. I mean, I lost my dad. That was a horrible day.
Mm-hmm.
The day, like, before Yeah, like the week before when I had seen him, and the day before, because I saw him the day before he died. Yeah, I would not want to relive that. Like, it just...
Even if you could relive your best day.
No, wouldn't be worth it. No. Hmm. Yeah, that was not a good day.
Yeah.
What about you, Betty? Best day, worst day?
Well, I haven't had a child and I haven't gotten married, so I was trying to think, what is my best day?
It involves Crystal. I got a free sack of crystals one day.
That or a catfish.
I think I've talked about it. There was a day years ago, and it was just a random where we just, me and one of my best friends, Jerry Ann, and our friends, Carrie and Jennifer, we decided we were just going to go up to our high school and just walk around. Mm. And it was a beautiful day, perfect weather. And we showed up and... it's terrible. The alarm system wasn't working. We were able to just walk in and walk everywhere and see everything. We were able to, like, we could have just stolen a bunch of stuff.
The alarm system at your school, somebody took the string of cans off the front door. We bypassed it. It was very, very like a spy thriller. We stepped over the string.
Anyway.
Dun, 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 dun,
dun. It was just a great day because we walked through the creek that was back there in the playground, and it was just bringing up good memories.
I want to know what your worst day is.
I think my worst day was definitely that day where I was in the worst part of my depression and anxiety.
Yeah. Which day was that? Because there was a lot of days
until
it balanced out.
I could think of 2 days where I'm just like, those 2 days, neither one of those I would ever want to relive again. Even if I could relive the best day ever, I don't think I would do it. Because it was just... It was so overwhelming, and it was crippling too, like just life crippling.
I remember that.
Yeah.
I remember that.
So I don't think I'd do that again.
Yeah, that
for
was-
For your sake, for Gavin's sake, for everyone's sake.
Yeah, you were, I mean, you were not you. I mean, you were-
No.
At that time, you were not the person that I had known for so many years.
Yeah.
And you were out of sorts, but you got it all sorted, you know?
Yeah. And I would never want to do that again.
Of course not. Yeah. But I think, like, in all seriousness, I think if anybody's listening and they are struggling through that right now, and maybe they are in their worst day, I think the reason we talk about these things, though, and why it's so important, is that they hear you on the podcast or on the radio and they're like, oh my gosh, she sounds like she has it all together. Sure, she doesn't have it all together. No one does. But she's a living testament to walking through some of the worst mental things that people can deal with to then being healthy and, you know, happy and having joy on the other side of it.
Right. Because it
and
does
reclaiming
feel like,
your life.
Right. Because in the midst of it, it feels like your life will never be the same again. It will always be this way. And you'll never see the light at the end of the tunnel.
Yeah.
But eventually, slowly, you do get there.
Yeah.
I think the hardest part, though, is constantly feeling like you are a nuisance, you are a burden, you're a pain to anyone and everyone around you that loves you. And that's the hardest part. Because
you're also wired that way. Well, and so that makes it worse.
I'm naturally an independent person, but I don't want to ask for the help because I don't want to worry people or bother people or all these things. And so I think that's... To me, that was the hardest part. If I was one of those people that was just like, I knew that the people in my life wouldn't abandon me, then maybe I would be more apt to asking for help.
Yeah.
But I'm just not.
And the funny thing is, because it's not like, and that's not grounded in truth, because there's no one in your life that would abandon you.
But I just don't want to give them the option.
Right. No, I totally get that. I 100% get that.
So you try to handle it on your own, but man, it's hard to do if you're on your own for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. But all that to say, you make it through.
Yeah.
With the help of friends, family, and...
Time.
Yeah. Time, yeah, medication.
Time's part of it.
Yeah. Eating healthy, exercising, getting outside.
I remember, like, on days, because there were days where you would be better than other days, and there were days when you'd come in, I'd be like, oh, I see you. I can see you in your eyes today. I can see Betty today.
Yeah, like get little glimpses of it.
And then other days where I'm like, oh, she's gone, you know, and you'd come back. I think, selfishly, what you went through... for me actually helped me like a few years later when my daughter started dealing with anxiety and depression and stuff. And I saw so many of the things that I had walked through with you are manifesting the exact same way in her. Yeah. And it was helpful because I had seen it before. And now I could go, okay, well, here, let me help you with
right.
this.
Well, it also gave you hope, I'm sure, to know, like, there's going to be a light at yeah. the end of the tunnel. It's not going to be this way forever.
But, like, telling her that at the time was absolutely not.
Yeah, exactly. Uh-huh. Yeah. I get it. I did get it.
All right. Well, there you go. We did end a little serious there, but hopefully beneficial. All right, that's going to do it for your aftercast for today, and we'll do this all again tomorrow.